Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I think you see flashes of some explosive plays and some really good things happen. But the penalties to me is what stands out first and foremost. You know, we still have some of the pre-snap issues. There's occasional not getting lined up quite right. There's occasional not getting the motion quite right. And so that stuff it adds up and it hurts us. We get away with it occasionally, but it's just not the way you win in this league. And so I really put it on the leaders there in that locker room to get this ship going the right direction in that regard. Us coaches, we've been pounding that drum now for a while, and we haven't gotten the results we wanted, so it's on the leaders here on this team to get us right.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We're live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show. It is, of course, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires. I can't say I liked hearing that one, but what do I know? I mean, they have 11 penalties for 79 yards. Someone ought to do something about that. Hey, we've been talking. We've been banging that drum. I mean, someone. There's got to be some. Is there a leader in that locker room?
Cairo Santos. You can blame it on him.
Cairo, where the hell have you been?
He's got a captain's.
Why didn't you kick a 58-yard field goal? He cleaned up the penalty.
Oh, but he said the leaders. I put it on Cairo. It's his fault.
Right, the team. But it is still week 7, and all of a sudden the head coach saying, look, the coaches have banged the drum long enough.
Yeah.
The leaders on the team, so I'm guessing it's Caleb, Joe Tooney, right?
Yeah.
Whoever the old DJ Moore, the older guys, Darnell Wright's been there a while now.
Well, the captain, Grady Jarrett, why aren't you?
Why is he yelling about false starts in the offensive walkthrough,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So just, you know, we've been banging the drum long. He's trying to give the players responsibility, right,
mm-hmm.
Pat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do, and like we say, he's truth-telling.
Yes.
And that's the way he feels about it.
Yeah.
Right? But not like Mully said, not huge on a guy who got paid $13 million a year to be the head coach and be the leader of the team saying, well, I've done this long enough.
Yeah.
Now it's on you guys.
It is interesting, Olin, because he's won every press conference so far, right? We've been grading those for years now around here.
We could have different opinions on that. But
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's got the city behind him, what he's saying. He's pointing his finger at himself. And that's something to me as a player, coach, keep that in-house.
Right.
You can call us out in the meetings at Hallis Hall. leave that in, you know, continue doing what you're doing, pointing your finger at yourself. The one thing he did do that I liked, he pointed the finger at himself that last situation at the goal line, saying he could have called a better.
I would disagree with him. I think Caleb didn't run it well.
Yeah, okay.
I thought quarterback sneak was a good play. I would disagree and say, okay, I think Caleb's got to move, go and put his head down and drive his legs and stop bouncing out to Theo Benedict.
Right.
That's not where I'm taking my quarterback sneak if I'm Caleb, right? So he talked about, remember that 22-yard run, he talked about that last drive before the half.
Mm-hmm.
Where the 22-yard run, where it's a great play, but you could argue Caleb should go out of bounds there.
Yes.
Right, then we have the intentional grounding.
Yes.
Right, and listen, there was some either a miscommunication there or Baltimore called the exact right blitz and someone came free in the B gap, I mean between Tooney and Theo Bennett, and Theo goes out. Usually you take the closest guy to the quarterback, but as you know, Pat, protections are all details.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the exact details of what they were told to do on that play. Now he's got to throw the ball at Colson Loveland's feet. Right, he's got to throw it low there. Colson Loveland's in breaking route. If you don't think you have a chance there, just ground it at his feet.
Right.
Say, okay, on this play, don't get an intentional grounding.
Yes.
So there are a few things in there that you should question the players about.
Yeah.
I just disagree with where he was going with some of the things that he said. And like he says a lot, right? It's right after the game. I got to look at the film.
Yes.
He's doing press conferences. I'm looking at the film.
Right.
So
right.
He's a busy guy.
You're ahead of him.
Nobody wants to do a press conference with me, okay?
Right.
So I don't have to do those things. I don't have to answer questions. I can watch the film, critique everything he says by looking at the film.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Obviously, I know what he's saying there, but just I don't really know, Mully, if the penalties are on the players alone right now.
Well, I think that's a valid point when you break it down. I think that there's a lot of people that need to take more responsibility for how they're playing and for what they're doing. I understand that. But, I mean, let me be really rude and just ask this question. If I said to you that you had two quarterbacks playing, one guy was the number one overall pick and one guy was a third-string quarterback who has bounced around the league a little bit, and I said one guy had a 77.2 passer rating and the other guy had a 116.9 passer rating, how would you identify the two players based on draft status, expectation, etc.?
I think the biggest thing is expectations, right? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, he was the number one pick in the NFL draft. I was excited the last couple weeks. I was seeing some pre-snap growth, seeing some growth during the game. These last 2 weeks, we have not. So it's up to him to get better. And this, we said it, I said it in the pregame, this is a game for Caleb to win. This is a game for him to go out there and play. You're going against a 30th-ranked defense, 32nd-ranked defense, 28th, whatever stat you're looking at.
Right.
A poor defense, and he should have played better overall. It was very, very inconsistent.
All right, we should head back to the phone lines. We have a lot of people with comments and questions. We'll start with Frank. He's in Waukegan. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. You know what kind of got me irritated was the walk-in touchdown from their running back. Not even
Derek
touched.
Henry.
Why was he even touched? I mean, that was ridiculous. It really was ridiculous. And their penalties are – ball starts are really bad. No discipline. No discipline. And their guys look like they were on a sink. You know, I just – overall.
Yeah, you would agree with that, right? You would agree with those points. The reason he walks in is you heard Ben Johnson talk about Baltimore's offensive line came out. They were challenged by their coaches. Like the Bears group got challenged, right, Pat? You refocus, you get a week of rest, you get to rest a little bit, you get your all-pro left tackle back healthy, and Ronnie Stanley, I thought, I got to go back and, of course, watch the end zone film, but Linderbaum and Billings had a nice battle, but when you have the number one center in the NFL, he's going to win more than most guys, right? So not, and not win, but even, like, not get thrown all the way back in the backfield.
Yeah.
So. Just interesting. Penalties are a problem, like he talked about. And it's just these guys today outplayed the Chicago Bears when you were hoping we had the advantage with our offense.
Yeah, and they out-physical. That's what I felt as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's you talk about the Bears last week against the Saints, and Ben Johnson talked about it, watching the sideline copy. He wanted to see that. Well, he's going to watch it this week. He's not going to be happy.
Dave is in South Florida. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. My question to you guys is this. Did nobody in the broadcast booth brought up the fact about that no call on the helmet to helmet on the one play in the fourth quarter? Did you guys happen to see that it wasn't even called or brought up, not even by the broadcast booth, on the helmet-to-helmet no call on the Ravens?
I don't know which one you're talking about because there were two, but I think the one you're talking about is when the short pass that was stopped cold, and I think it was Zacchaeus, went back, and he looked like he fumbled, and they challenged the play, saying that he fumbled. Instead, it was deemed to be a 4-yard gain. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was the Zacchaeus catch that was challenged to be a no catch or a catch.
Yes.
And then also the one where Hopkins.
Yes.
Converted on the first down, there was no call on the face mask. I mean, it seems
it was an offensive pass interference.
Sure.
That's what it was. Yeah. And you know, thanks for that phone call. We appreciate it. But that is a play that we said we were going to talk about, mm-hmm. and we should talk about, because it was a huge play in that game. And it's was that a fourth down play? He just pushes him off, turns around. We saw an offensive pass interference called on the tight end when he ran and turned and stood still. And they said during the week that they basically complained to the league about it because they wanted to make sure that they were teaching it correctly. And I believe it was Declan Doyle said that we were told we're teaching it correctly. So that shouldn't have been an offensive pass interference on the Bears, and it sure as heck needed to be an offensive pass interference on that crucial play. It was just
it's a huge turning point in the game. It was third and 7 on the 48-yard line with 3:23 to go. The Bears were down 23-16. They're going to punt the ball. You know that you're going to get the ball back. You're only down. Yeah, you're down 23-16. They go up to score. They end up going up to score, and it turns into 30-16 at that time. So that's a crucial call. And that's one of me, like DeAndre Hopkins, right? Because his name. Oh. Do you not call it because of him?
Wrong.
Is it one of those?
Been in the league a long time.
But I mean, it was
probably
his hands were in the other guy's face. His face mask, the whole thing.
No,
it was bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because of who he. No, but listen. That's where you miss Tyreek Stevenson. You miss Jalen Johnson, right? You got Nashawn Wright out there. And it is pass interference. And as one of our people here listening to us was talking to us about that earlier, the hit. On Zacchaeus, right? Mm-hmm. He was talking about him getting hit. But that one, like, if you're asking why he didn't get talked about, when you have one of the best defensive players ever to play the game in the booth in J.J. Watt, he probably enjoyed the hit. He probably doesn't mind the head-to-head
that's a good point.
Contact, but you could see that. I was wondering, I know in college they can watch the replay and then call the helmet-to-helmet. I wonder if they can do that in the NFL also. That I don't know.
I don't know either.
A couple critical calls. Now, the Bears, the call did go the Bears' way there, right? The fumble.
Right, yes.
Fumble. It wasn't a fumble.
Yes.
But Nashawn Wright non-call when Hopkins' hands in his face mask. That's a big non-call there at that moment. But as we know, in that situation in the game, most refs are inclined to let you play a little bit. And you just got to step up and make the play.
No, it's because it was DeAndre Hopkins.
That's true, too.
Potential future
I forgot about that.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
I'm calling
slid
that.
Slid him a
you know, this gambling
bucks.
Stuff going on in the NBA and all this stuff.
Oh,
it's slipping over to the NFL.
Here
so.
We go.
Man, I'm just bringing it. Hey, here let's be real.
Go.
Let's be real.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Conspiracy theories.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say that's a little out of line, only I'm the guy that was calling for a draft pick to be.
You're right. That is going to be interesting, though, what the story will come out with the NFL Jackson.
I will
the way
be
he
curious.
Was listed on the injury report.
Does Huntley have any other wins but against the Bears in the last 2 years?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right? They went back to – the Ravens went back – they went to Huntley because they wanted to go back to who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We are RPO – we are a zone read. We are a downhill team.
Right.
We are a physical football team, right? And that's what they came out with today, that they were going to beat the Bears. And I think that, when the score is 30-16, you can't argue with them, Pat.
No. That's good coaching, right? They had the week to fix it out, fix it, and they said, listen, let's go back to who we are. Cooper's not the answer. To me, that's hard to do for coaching staffs and front offices. Say, hey, we made a mistake.
Right.
Yes.
We should not have gone out and got this guy. Let's go back to our identity and be who we are. But that's maybe why Harbaugh is as good as he is. He's been there as long as he has. He's like, no, this is my way. I'm going to do it my way. We made a mistake on this player and trying to change our offense with a backup quarterback who does not have the same skill set as Lamar Jackson. And they went back to their identity.
Okay, let's try Greenweeds. He's in Los Angeles, of all places. Hey, Greenweeds.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Let me tell you straight up. I think the game really was lost when they could not convert. They couldn't convert in the red zone and get those two TDs. I mean, at least get one, right? That's kind of been a problem for the Bears. They caught up with them. You got a team that's not good. Let's call a spade a spade. The Ravens was on the ropes. Ravens needed to win. They were desperate. But they kind of didn't come out there with any fire at first. And they like, oh, that's only 6 months. We can hang around. They go up 7-6. Bears never had the lead again. Now, they got outplayed. The Bears did today. They got popped. It looked like one of those games when I was a kid playing ball and you go into a whole other neighborhood and play and the team telling you, like, hey, if you win this game, you're going to lose today because you ain't coming up out of here without that. You know what I mean? You're going to get whooped on if you win this game. They was bruised. They was getting beat up. I mean, they was outplayed today, but I really feel they had them on the ropes, Ravens rope-a-dope, and they came out with that victory. That's when they lost, right there when they couldn't get in the end zone. And they kind of reared on them because that's kind of been the problem for them in the last, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. You need them sevens, man, you're on the road.
Hey, you know, Greenweeds, it happened exactly the same way a week ago, where they had to settle for field goals on the first two possessions that they had. They marched down the field, and they were kicking a field goal, and it was 6-0. But the difference was they were getting all the takeaways, and they were able to keep that score rolling up, and then they eventually scored some touchdowns. But I thought the game was over when they couldn't score touchdowns and they settle for field goals, but certainly, generally speaking, in the NFL, you better be scoring touchdowns there, and that's one of the reasons Johnson is as aggressive as he is on fourth down calls,
and that's why he's hired here too, is to score touchdowns.
That's right.
You know, we've seen enough field goals, and the caller's right. I mean, he's preaching about the red zone. We've got to score touchdowns. They're not doing it, and we saw today, and we talked about in the pregame. If they can't get takeaways, what are they going to look like? Well, we saw it. They haven't fixed the red zone issues. Third downs, I forgot what it ended up at the end of the game. But for the first three quarters, it was not good. It was a really bad number of what the Bears were doing on third down. And those two issues, the red zone and not converting third downs, that's why you end up with 16 points.
Yeah, and those first two drives, you did feel like, okay, if they put the ball in the end zone here, gosh, we take a big lead against a team that is a wounded animal, right?
Yes,
you want to keep it in the game.
Yeah, good point.
And we talked about that mental error, right? On the goal line, a second down, and then they go on the field. I think they end up on the 22-yard line, and it seemed like Coach Orr, the defense coordinator for the Ravens, his plan was to heat Caleb up, right? To send blitzes, play man behind it, and sometimes it just seems like Caleb is a little too in those situations. Where is Roma Dunze? I got to find Roma Dunze. I got to get him the ball. Instead, I thought him and Zacchaeus had a connection, right? And our hit DJ. We don't see DJ Moore enough in those.
We need to see him more. He's so good in those situations.
And to the caller's point, right? And to your point with the play caller we got in the head coach. Not only that, but all the draft picks and all the money we have on that offside of ball in that part of the offense is when we need those key plays in those situations, right?
That's a great point.
Colson Loveland should be a red zone target with his 100% size and the way he runs routes, right? And Rome, we got Colson Loveland, Roma Dunze. We have a lot of targets down there that you can go to, DJ Moore, that we should have some kind of advantage down there in the red zone.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to get to more of your calls. We're also going to hear from Caleb Williams in his post-game comments when we return. You're listening to the Football Post-Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And we're here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Huntley, he's in trouble. And Huntley is brought down at the 24. Timeout called. The Bears get home with Jervon Dexter.
Chicago.
Grady Jarrett put the heat on as well.
Just watch this entire pocket collapse. Left guard gets bull rushed by Grady Jarrett. And then Jervon Dexter helps finish it off. But beautiful job by the defensive line collapsing the pocket, which is exactly what you have to do against a quarterback who can run. Not let him out. And they did a beautiful job there.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We're live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee. Back with more of the Scores postgame show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com. And by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. We've got Olin Kreutz and Patrick Manley. I'm Mully from the morning show, and it's time for our hit of the game, and that is the Jervon Dexter sack. It's sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. They had a sack, almost a strip sack, early from Montez Sweat, and you had a sack there from Jervon Dexter, but you didn't really get enough out of your defense on this day. And unfortunately, they also had a hard time kind of limiting Huntley's running ability. He was part of the problem in the run game as well.
Yeah, stutter bull there, but you heard J.J. Watt mention Grady Jarrett. He showed up, came back first time from injury, stutter bull on the left guard, all the way back into Huntley's lap, and then Jervon Dexter finishes the sack off for Grady Jarrett there. Good play. Good play on 3rd and 10 there, right, to stop the Baltimore's drives after they get a legal formation penalty. But
As Mully's talking about, just not enough, right, Pat? And it's just kind of – it's something like you worried about while we were going through this four-game win streak and we're all caught up in it and loving it and haven't seen it in a while since 2018. And it's just kind of, okay, if the ball's not popping out everywhere, what is this defense, right? Can they get off the field? Can they stop the run for the whole game if they can't cause a takeaway? What is this offense if they're not getting good field position? Just a question we have again because – well, they didn't get one today, and we saw what happened.
Yeah, and I got excited last week when Kyler Gordon was back because you saw the pressure with Brisker and Gordon, and I was like, okay, this is how he's going to dial up pressure and he's going to get sacks. This is how he's going to get after the quarterback because we haven't seen him win one-on-one up front.
Right.
Nobody's coming clean. Nobody's been consistent winning up front. You haven't seen it. So I thought you were going to see Gordon bring that, and when I heard him go on IR, I was a little nervous about how they're going to get after the quarterback, and they couldn't do it today.
All right, we should hear from the quarterback. We've got some of the post-game comments from Caleb Williams. Here's what he had to say when he reached the podium.
Caleb, with the offensive consistency right now, what is most urgent to you as you walk forward out of here?
Penalties and being able to score in the red zone. I think, we get into, those moments and we're either not scoring and converting in those moments, and we know, that we can. I mean, we could have been up 14 in those first two drives we had. I think it was, or first two out of three, or whatever the case may have been, and that would have created a bunch of momentum for us. And I think that's how it's been a good amount of the year, especially these past two games, been in the red zone a bunch, and not necessarily being able to punch it in the high red and things like that. So. I think that's the two main things that we got to fix, and the guys jumping off sides and those type of things we'll get fixed, and we'll get that fixed and be able to move on from those, and then we just got to execute the plays from there.
What's your read on the interception?
Yeah, it was a good read. Rome man to man with the guy that caught the pick, and I just didn't give a good ball to Rome.
Derek, again, you get hit on the deep ball to DJ. First of all, you okay?
Yeah, no, we're all good.
Second of all, I mean, and then the series where you sneak and they kind of take a while getting the ball off you. What could have been done differently there? I know it's at the end in the 14-14, but still.
Yeah, I think just punching it in in that situation. And then, right there at the end, it was just me and DJ not being on the same page. I think it was zero, I think I saw. I haven't gone back and watched it yet, but zero was sitting. Obviously, he was sitting a little bit lower on the front part of the goal line, but I still saw space to the right of him, so I tried to, get DJ to – try to throw it there, and I think it's just a miscommunication in that situation.
Do you think that that end of the first half drive could have been managed better? I mean, I know there was an intentional grounding, which probably was debatable, and then there were some passes or some completions inbounds. What was your kind of summation on the whole thing?
Yeah, we had two timeouts. The intentional grounding just wasn't on the same page with Loveland. I was throwing him breaking out. It was a choice route, so he has a. This isn't anything about Loveland and anything like that. We just weren't on the same page. It's a choice route. He has a couple different options to break in, sit, or break out and things like that. And just wasn't on the same page. And that comes with reps and things like that. So I think that's what it comes down to. I could have gotten out of bounds. Also, if we want to talk about managing and things like that, that's a part of it. Is that I could have got out of bounds in that long run to save that second time out. And that didn't happen, and so I think it just comes down to connecting. I think it comes down to being the same page and just executing the plays that are called.
Did you just decide in that moment that you could get more yards? Didn't go out of bounds?
Yeah, I thought I could get more if I didn't go out, and I end up sliding and got up and around midfield.
What's the goal down on that last play in the first half where you obviously have no timeouts left? You're trying to set up a hurricane field goal.
The idea of the last play?
Just, what are your options there?
When I was thrown, or what are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay. The play before the last play, I I wanted to try and get us back in range, and I felt that they were gaining depth on the defense. And I knew Loveland was about to pop out after he got out in his nudge block, and just tried to give him a runner's ball and keep upfield shoulder and let him get as much as he could to be able to get us in field goal range. And Cairo missed by very 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 small. So. I think in that execution of that 911 or whatever hurricane situation, I think we just don't have the daggone penalty before.
You didn't get as much from the running game as you had the previous 2 days.
Yep.
Was it Ravens, or did you guys just was it something else?
Yeah, I mean let's give credit to those guys over there. They came out and played a hell of a game. They made the plays when they needed to. And, I think that's what it comes down to. It's a hell of a team over there. I know their record doesn't necessarily show it, but, they've been in multiple championship games, playoff games, and things like that. And that game today was one of those games where, they got to come out and, try and win this game. And, we didn't execute the plays that we needed to at the right moments, and, they did.
You've talked this season about getting that first down. It seems like when you guys got a first down or two, you had some rhythm. But when they stopped you, things just kind of snowballed.
Yeah, I think even in those situations and multiple times where, our first or second play didn't keep us on track or whatever the case may be, we got to find ways to get back on track and either get the first down, or if it's second down and long, we got to find a way to get down a third down and short and things like that. So I think that comes down to me. I think it comes down to us as players catch knife or runs and just bulldozing and getting forward and falling forward and things like that to be able to get as many yards and dirty yards as we can to be able to stay in more manageable situations, instead of being in some longer third downs or second downs and things like that.
You talked about red zone. We've talked about penalties for weeks now. Coaches believe kind of you are what you emphasize, and you guys emphasize it.
Yep.
Why do you think it's not changing?
I think we got to emphasize it more. I think that's what it comes down to. I think being able to emphasize it more, I think being able to talk about it more, figure it out, is where we're at. Just find a solution on why and find a solution to stop it, because it's hurting us as an offense and as a team.
Back to the interception, you saying the throw just didn't get there fast enough, or what were you saying?
Yeah, he undercut the route, and I could have let him farther out in front. Instead of trying to give him a shot right here, and he made a great break on the play. Just unfortunate where we were on the field in the situation.
All right, that's Caleb Williams in the post game. Lot there. What jumped out to you?
I guess, Pat, what jumps out is it's a young guy explaining.
Yeah,
trying to explain his mistakes, and obviously he's got to go back and watch the film and see it. But you're backed up. You're in the end zone, right? It's second and nine. Take the check down to Manunga.
Yeah,
right. And the ball was late.
Yes,
it was behind Rome, and it just was not a good pass at the time, right? And just kind of, we got to cut the penalties and all the things that you do have to say there, but. Just sounds to me like a guy who's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does.
Struggling to explain it a little bit.
So yeah.
Why aren't they scoring in the red zone? Why aren't they scoring in the red zone? It's not one game. It's now, as you heard him acknowledge, it's an issue.
I don't know, because there's been some times where guys are wide open and Ben Johnson has schemed guys wide open and he's hit them. This is something maybe I'll go back and look and dive into a little bit more. Is it on Caleb? Is he just missing the open guy? Is this who's this on? I would honestly like to know, and maybe the truth teller will tell us. Maybe Ben Johnson will actually tell us what is going on in the red zone. I don't know. I mean, it's there's obviously small little details. It's tougher to score points with the field condensed and all that kind of stuff. But I want to know who it's on. Is it on Caleb? Is it on execution? Is it the proper depth of routes? Did, all the little things. Is that what's going on? I don't know.
And like it's been said for years in the NFL, right? When you get down in the red zone, the low red, whatever you want to call it, it's players, not plays.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys have to find players. You guys, you know, Caleb's legs, Roma Dunze's size, mm-hmm. Kostin Loveland's size, Cole Kmet when he's healthy, DJ Moore's route running, DeAndre Swift in space or running the ball behind mm-hmm. your three offensive linemen and Darnell Wright on the inside, right? Those are the guys that you got to count on, and this offense should have plenty enough in those situations to make plays. But we talked about what is the red zone right now. We talked about mental mistakes. We talked about, you know, what, you know, even last week, even though they won the game, right, we had a lot of false starts down there in the red zone. We had a lot of false starts, you know, with yes. the center snap, with Caleb, yes. with Theo yes. Benedict, right? Kostin Loveland, Cole Kmet. We've been seeing a lot of that down there in the low red. Got to get rid of those penalties. But, you know, just as far as that interception goes, it's only 16-13, right? It's 9:08 left in the fourth quarter. It's 2nd-9. You're backed up. I think when you call that little play action pass there, if you're Ben Johnson, the worst thing you think he'll do is check it down.
Sure.
Yes.
Right, check it down, especially with no pressure. Right, there's zero pressure in his face. Yep. It's a bad play by the young quarterback.
Yeah, it's
right.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, and listen, he said it in so many words, but don't you know, truth tell for us right there. Just say, man,
yeah,
that's a bad play. Because yeah. you know, you have the iPad on the sideline. You've seen the play.
Yes.
You saw Monungai open, right? Yes. He said it, he's in man. Can't really tell by looking at this. It looks like they're playing zone on the other side of the field. Maybe they are playing man to Roma Dunze, but the other guys are in zone. It's really crowded in the middle of the field there. So it's really bad, just kind of what you saw against the Saints, Molly, what we were worried about.
Exactly.
Just a young quarterback and almost expected, yeah. struggling a little bit.
Yeah, and he said it was a good read. And you're right, Olin, because they do it was not a good read at all, as we were watching here on your – on your computer here, that there's also another defender right there.
Yeah.
So he does see this on the sideline. I'm surprised he came out and said it was a good read. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, there are times to be a truth teller, and there's times to kind of talk around the issue. That's one, don't give too much information.
And we talked about it's easy to truth tell after wins.
Yes.
It's hard to do it after a loss because you feel like, okay, they're going to blame me for this loss, right?
Yeah.
And this loss falls on the offense and the play call.
Yeah.
Right? They're all there. Everyone's in that building to get all this fixed, mm-hmm. right? This looking for points on a football field. That's why all these guys are there, right?
Yep.
So interesting as they go along, how Ben Johnson, T.J. Barrett, Declan Doyle, how they get Caleb and the offense grooving again. You know, when it went into the bye week, it was like, we got to fix our run game. We got to fix our run game. We got to fix our run game. Guess what? Your pass game is broken.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll try to get back to your calls. 312-644-6767. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is a big play for the Bears, and Ravens fans can sense it. Deep drop. Williams, he'll throw it. It's complete for a first down. Rome Odunze, highly involved early, and they get the necessary yards and then some. 28-yard pass play.
And now, thanks to Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. We're live from Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, back with more of the Scores postgame show. Presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, Aturo Tire as well. Thank you to Aturo Tire. And guys, it's time for the Who's Hot and Who's Cold, which is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And I guess for who's hot, we'll go with Rome Odunze because he got 100 yards receiving. He had 7 catches, I believe, for over 100 yards. That's a pretty good outing for the young man. And it's hard to pick anyone else, frankly. There weren't a ton of knockout
performances. No, and it was kind of a quiet 100-yard game to me because when we were talking about this off the air, I was like, wait, that was 100 yards? You just didn't realize it.
Well, it was all fairly early, I think, right?
Yeah,
And as far as who's cold, I hate this. I hate to jump on the bandwagon because we've got a lot of callers with issues, but I guess it has to be the quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, you think about 25 of 38, 285 yards, as you said. Some of those are Sammy Sosa home runs at the end of the game. a 77.2 passer rating.
And a terrible terrible interception.
There are
steroids. It's your steroids. Do you have a cork bat?
I'm saying the statistics are built up at the end is all I meant.
Gotcha.
I wasn't.
No, I mean, Caleb, I think that the coach is saying it. But Pat, interested to ask you about, like, when you played. I remember when I played. There is a time, again, every time you get into a new system or you're with a new coaching staff, you take off, no one does things they expect you to do. And you're running different plays and there's openings for you. And all of a sudden, they get 3, 4, 5 games of you on this film that they know where you like to go with the ball. They know what your answers are to cover 3, cover 6, cover 2, blitzes. They know those things. They start to take those things away. And we're just seeing – I think we're just seeing kind of a natural slump. And that's that kind of I was hoping going through this game that the offensive line and the takeaways could carry him again, right? Because I didn't see him coming out of it this game just because, like, when a defense coordinator gets 2 weeks and they get a bye week, you got John Harbaugh, you got everyone harping on Zach Orr. We got to play better. We got to do better. Nothing's worse than a desperate team in the NFL.
Yes. But I still just thought that what they did with the run game last week, they could still lean on that just from what I've saw on tape of the Ravens, that they're not that great of a defense. They just aren't. They're not world beaters. And I thought that Caleb could produce a little bit better, but those are great points. You have 2 weeks to prepare for a young quarterback like that. There's a reason why the Ravens are good every year. There's a reason why John Harbaugh only has 2 losing seasons in his last 17 years of coaching. They know how to make adjustments. They know how to – to get it done, and they did against Caleb, and they made him look bad. You know, when I was hoping that he would look better.
One thing you saw today was they were picking the lineman with the running backs guy in protection.
Yeah.
Right? And what that does is that brings pressure up the middle on a smaller quarterback.
Yep. Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, so, yeah. And Kyle Hamilton is not a small guy.
No.
He's tall, right? He's rangy.
Yes.
And he puts pressure on the young quarterback. So, Ben Johnson, right? Think about that screen call to Swift today. Great call, right?
Yeah,
the blitz was coming.
Yes.
Zach Orr, dump it off to Swift. He's in a chess match, too. Like you're talking about, Pat, before the game. Believer in Caleb. Think he's getting better, trying to do things the right way. Inaccurate today.
Yes.
We're watching some of the film right now. A ball behind a lot of guys, which has been going on, Mullen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For a few weeks. So not a long shot to say he is our co-player right now. And we'll say he's our co-player. I think you called him the co-player after they won the game.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because this was worse than that.
Right.
Right.
But it's true. You're a truth teller, Mully. You're just being a truth teller.
Isn't
that's
he a
all
truth
it
teller?
Is.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
That's
all
he
is.
For. Yeah. Just ask my wife.
Oh, no.
It's delicious.
That's the post show.
Big Ant.
Big Ant, you got to cover that
Big
one.
Ant.
Yeah, Anthony Heron will be here, so if we don't get to any of our callers, we apologize, and we're going to have to get out of here pretty quickly. But I will say this to you guys. We've got a lot of callers here, and they're the things they want to talk about are things such as, is Tyson Bagent better than Caleb? Is it Bagent time? What will it take for the Bagent era to start? And like it's interesting to me because I'm probably responsible for calling him cold, but I think when you look at a guy who's the first overall pick in the draft and all that stuff, I don't believe it's fair to kind of be. A gentleman came up and he needed me to talk him off the ledge with Caleb Williams, and I said to him, like, you know, here's the reality. The reality is you drafted him. He's the number one overall pick. He's in a system. You got a new offensive guy. You've got to be patient, and you've got to hope that this works, and you've got to let it have some air and some time, and you can't lose heart over something like one game or two games where you're not getting everything you want out of a guy. And, you know, I told him it reminded me of when the Pope was driving through at the Vatican, and he's in the Pope Mobile, and some guy yells to him, "Go Cubs!" Mm-hmm. And the Pope turns to the guy and says, "Han perdito. They lost." Like, the reality is it doesn't matter whether you love him and you want him to win. I can't do anything about that. They lost.
It's true.
That's not a shot at the Cubs. It's the Pope.
Yeah,
it's a very religious Southsider.
Yes. Who was a Bears fan? Who we need his help
with? Who's
today.
A truth teller?
Maybe Caleb should go visit him at the Vatican.
He's a truth teller.
I'm not ready to jump on off of Caleb. Can't do it.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Da Pope.
You got to tell the truth.
No, it's not Bajan time. Stop.
No, it's not. I can't jump off the ship yet. I can't.
It's funny,
that.
Though, because I always think about if I was on the radio in New England, and they were saying, is it Tom Brady time over Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah.
I might say, I'm not saying, this is a totally different situation.
Yeah.
But I would say, like,
heck
guys,
no.
Not this six-round pick
from
Michigan. Yeah. Have you seen his combine?
Are you calling Bajan Tom the next Tom Brady?
Right. The Brady, who went to the combine, you better buy a hot dog as he takes his T-shirt off, for sure. Right? But he's found that testosterone and peptides. He's doing all right.
That's all right.
Hey, listen, we want to say some thank yous. First of all, thanks to the fine folks here at Timothy O'Toole. Thank you to everybody working here. Thanks to everyone who came out. But thanks to everyone who's worked so hard here and really made our little time here magnificent. Thanks to CS, our engineer. Thanks to Tyler Buderbaugh back in the stadium, back in the Score studios. Sean Sears does great work, and we're really grateful for him. Grayson and Eric, thank you from promotions. And Max did all our YouTube and Twitch videos. We also want to thank the great man himself. His name is Dustin William Rhodes. He's a radio genius, radio savant, and our dear friend, and makes it great. So
come back out. Come out next week. See us at Revolution Brewery at 3340 North Ketsey Avenue. We're going to keep it going, and hopefully the Bears can turn it around against the team that Justin Fields just beat. Tell that to Woody Johnson. Let's see what he thinks. All right. Thanks so much. I will be on tomorrow morning. Olin, you will be on with us. Patrick, I believe you're on tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Yes, with the afternoon, or excuse me, the midday guys,
the midday,
right?
Show, yes.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone again. God bless all. Safe journey home. And turn off the lights, Dustino.
Bear down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.